Fourth of July is the traditional peak of salmon season for Nooshkak Bay. Typically, you can look over the side of the boat and see salmon stacked one on top of the other riding the tide, but somebody forgot to tell the salmon this Independence Day at Coffee Point.
This isn't the way it is all the time. They can't all be million fish days.
No. 29-year-old medical student Matt Krimp has been set netting near Dillingham with his family since he was a kid. Eager after those big days earlier this week, Krimp climbs into his aluminum skiff amid the crackle of kids' bottle rockets at Kanaknak Beach Wednesday afternoon. After a couple minutes at full throttle, Krimp kills the motor at a steep patch near Coffee Point where the mud slides down to meet the incoming tide.
You kind of leave a spot of mud here, and like, if we're not fishing here, someone can come here and set a net out, but if we kind of come up and say we want to fish here, they have to leave, basically. And so we've gotten to know this patch of mud here pretty well.
Both Krimp and his partner Galen Eggleston have permits, so this is the first of two nets they'll set tonight. 20-year-old economics student Piper Kurtz is in his second summer working for Krimp. He explains they've hit a little snag with their tangled net.
We pull the net up to this buoy up there, and then once we clip on, we get in the boat and just pull the net out into the water. Today we're gonna probably have to stack the whole net on land just to get it organized first.
Krimp guns it, pushing the skiff at an angle into the current so the 300-foot net drifts back perpendicular to shore. Then they drop an anchor overboard to hold it all in place. One more net a few lee sites down the shore, and Krimp steps back to evaluate.
Hopefully, you would immediately see lots of splashes in the net, indicating that you were catching lots of fish. Unfortunately, that is not happening currently, but, you know, give us some time.
These fishermen have plenty of that to go around. Krimp says they kill time with scintillating conversation, word games, naps, and food, but only food of a particular type.
We got some granola bars, we got some sunflower seeds, Fig Newtons, chocolate, sandwich. Oh yeah, I know, I should probably eat this, huh? My brother recently instituted a health food sort of thing. So we used to have a lot of candy bars out here, but now we're kind of like trying, yeah, more protein bars that tastes like sand. So.
But we're not bitter.
There's another option to kill time while waiting for those fish.
Do we have any ice?
Time for a visit to the 7-Eleven of the seas, the tender.
Ice gas, hot cocoa on a cold night. Great company.
Got a taco stand in there?
Oh, I wish. Well, Randy used to do some really good spam musubi, actually. Okay.
Once the guys gas up and shove off the Fayette, it's finally time to check the nets, which are teeming with fish.
Flounder.
The main bycatch of our set net operation. And our arch nemesis.
Not a single salmon in that net, but plenty of bottom feeders. As they heave the net across the hydraulic roller and pick fish out of the mesh, Eggleston offers this advice.
Gravity's always your friend. That way you don't beat up your hands.
Yeah.
The more gravity you can use, the longer your fingers last.
Krimp throws in that liberal use of
ibuprofen, actually, is also a best practice for set netting. Yeah.
Eggleston says this season's been switching between big bursts of salmon and super quiet days like today.
If you're not out here, you're not catching fish, obviously, but sometimes it does pay off to get a little extra rest on a tide if there aren't much fish, and then, you know, be that much more aware and alert and have the physical strength to actually handle the big runs of fish when they get here.
Yeah. Often we do stick it out, but if it's like this and there's just like absolutely no fish and it's the 4th of July, we might bag it a little early here.
They've got a barbecue and ice cream sundaes waiting for them back at camp. That's an easy choice on a holiday. These guys don't get down on themselves for wasting time or gas, and Krimp says that optimism is key to fishing.
Being able to sort of be cheerful in maybe some unpleasant situations for a long period of time and kind of keep a good attitude maybe when you're uncomfortable and might be cold and wet outside and a little gross. And I think just having that good attitude counts for a lot.
After picking three fish from that first net,
it's a salmon,
and reeling it back into the bow, Krimp motors the skiff over to check the other net.
Oh, we got a flounder.
It's better, but not by much.
This might be the worst we've had this season, yeah.
Pull up the anchor and then...
They're gonna deliver all of our fish here.
The Tinder's crane hoists their brailer bag from the fish bin to weigh its 10 sockeye, 52 pounds of fish. As clouds dissipate and the breeze dies down, Crimp has a theory on what went wrong.
There can be a million fish going up the wood or something like that, but they're right smack in the middle. We're not getting any of them, and sometimes you need a little bit of weather to kind of push them out here.
Back at Kanakanak Beach, Dillingham's kids have multiplied along the shoreline, armed to the gills with firecrackers. Crimp gives Kurt some friendly advice on backing the truck through them to drag the skiff from the water.
Just don't mess it up because all these people will be watching you, okay?
Oh, I thrive under pressure.
Kurtz handles the pickup like a champ.
Okay, that's a wrap.
And the guys head back to camp to celebrate America. That record haul can always wait until tomorrow. From Kanakanak Beach, I'm Austin Fast.